Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, April 17th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
In 10 of the 16 study areas, there were no properties available to rent through HAP.
Renters finding themselves locked out of the market, and ECB expected to cut interest rates today. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up, the number of properties available to rent for HAP recipients has fallen once again. Simon's latest locked out of the market report found out of 1,119 properties in 16 areas surveyed across the country, only 41 were available for those on the housing assistance payment. That's down 11% since December. The charity says the HAP system, as it currently stands, is not fit for purpose. Burr Grogan from Simon Communities of Ireland says most areas of the country are out of reach for many renters.
31 of the 41 properties that are available through HAP were in Dublin. And actually, in 10 of the 16 study areas, there were no properties available to rent through HAP. And that was Athlone, some of Cork city centre and suburbs, Galway, Leitrim, Limerick, Sligo Town, Portlaoise, Waterford city centre.
There could be another interest rate cut today. The ECB is expected to announce a 0.25% reduction after its monthly meeting. It's because of the economic uncertainty posed by Donald Trump's tariffs and fears inflation will spike again as a result of new trade taxes. The quality of mental health care in hospital emergency departments depends on where you live. A new report shows substantial variations in services provided in EDs across the country, especially for out-of-hours assessment. A survey by the Inspector of Mental Health Services shows 51,000 people annually access mental health services for the first time through a hospital emergency department. Some travel long distances for urgent care, which cannot be guaranteed on their arrival. Volodymyr Zelensky says it must be clear in every part of the world that Russia is to blame for dragging on the war. Ukraine's president says it's 36 days since the US proposed a full halt to airstrikes, which Ukraine accepted and Russia continues to ignore. Speaking last night, Mr. Zelensky said the root of the problem is in the Kremlin.
The cause of this war lies solely with Russia. That is why there is still no ceasefire.
Чому досі немає навіть припинення вогню?
Workers here shouldn't be landed with the tariff tab, according to union officials. Unite has hit out at government plans to shelve the introduction of a living wage and the pension auto-enrollment schemes because of global tensions. The union says the lowest paid workers are set to shoulder the worst of the hardship. Susan Fitzgerald from Unite says the government should stick to its commitments no matter what.
It is clear that the government's guiding principle is never waste a good crisis. And they are cynically and quite disgustingly using the excuse of tariffs to rip up commitments to Ireland's lowest paid workers.
The Trump administration says it will appeal a federal judge's order over a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The US Supreme Court has called on it to facilitate Kilmer Abrego Garcia's return. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has defended his deportation, claiming he had ties to a criminal gang.
He was illegally inside our country and had a lawful deportation order made him subject to removal back to his home country of El Salvador. And if he ever ends up back in the United States, he would immediately be deported again.
460,000 passengers will travel through Dublin Airport over the Easter bank holiday weekend. Passengers are being reminded to arrive in plenty of time ahead of their flight and to heed the airport's advice of arriving 2 hours before a short-haul flight and 3 hours before long-haul. Graham McQueen from Dublin Airport Authority says this weekend marks the start of the busy season.
We've got lots of staff in place ready to welcome everyone this weekend and right through the summer to help you navigate the terminal. So if you do need help, be sure to approach any staff in the terminal. They'll help you on your way. But expecting a busy but smooth weekend here at Dublin Airport.
Meanwhile, Éireann Rodéirín is reminding customers a revised timetable will be in place this Easter on all routes. Barry Kenny from Irish Rail has more.
Well, as always with bank holiday weekends, it will be busy. People who are travelling the busiest times, we would recommend to book in advance. Some changes that customers should be aware of: on Good Friday, there will be some changes to train times, particularly Saturday services in the Dart and commuter area.
In entertainment news, dancers from around the world will be competing for a spot in Riverdance today and tomorrow. Auditions are being held in Dublin, marking the show's 30th anniversary. It's a bit too late if you're only hearing about it now, because they're not drop-in auditions. Monday was the closing date for applications. Riverdance 30, the new generation, is currently on tour in North America before returning to the Gaiety Theatre this summer. And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal are through to the semi-finals of the Champions League. They've knocked out holders Real Madrid after a 2-1 win in the Spanish capital. Boss Mikel Arteta says the performance left him full of pride.
For the manner and the way we did it, not only by the way we played, but as well with the circumstances and the amount of injuries that we have. So I think overall, I think it shows the character of this team, of this club, and is an eye to be very proud of.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.